We are on Torah Gimel Kufyud Beis Amud Aleph from the 8 lines in the bottom, where the Gemara says Yibailahu Netula Ani Min Yehudim LeYabam Mo. So we mentioned before that there are three examples where women have to leave their husbands, but they are able to accept their ksuba. So one of them is where the woman says Netula Ani Min Yehudim. Right, she basically says that she had taken a neder that she won't have tashmish with any Jewish person. So she basically accepted a neder on her, like a mudar. She's like a mudar hana in a certain sense from any person. So we said in that scenario, what do? So the husband can in some sense he can he can do a hafaras nedarim. Just the Gemara said yafir chalko, right? That he can be made for his chalak. How that exactly works in terms of nedarim is a good shayla. But the bottom line is that he can be made for his chalak in the nether. So the question becomes, good. So she took this nether netula nimina yehudim, which causes her husband to have to be made for nether in order to allow himself to be with her, and otherwise he'd be forbidden to her. So the Gemara wants to know now, what's the status of the Yavam in that scenario, right? She took this nether that she is forbidden to have tashmish with any man. So when it comes to the Baal, when it comes to the husband, well, he's able to be made for nether and let himself, make himself mutter to her. What's the status of the Yabam in that scenario?
Is the question because it's a mitzvah, she can't really.
Well, the question really we're going to ask is: does her nether make her forbidden to the Yavam, or she's considered, or is the Yavam sort of slide in as part of the husband? It's a good question. Look at Rashi. Rashi says the Yavam Mahu. It's four lines down in the Y lines in Rashi. The Yavam Mahu Mi Asira Le Yavam Yipnei Neder Zeh. Right, does she become forbidden because of this nether? She nadra b'chayi baila olor. She makes the nether when her husband is alive, right? So if she takes the nether while her husband was alive, so do we think that she has in mind the yavam when she takes the nether, or she doesn't have in mind the yavam? So mi maska adaita de mais baila v'nafla kame yavam. Right? Do we have, did she ever, when a woman's married, right? It's actually an interesting question, right? Let's say, and this would be true of every newly married woman, let's say, right? Who just got married, they don't have any children, et cetera. It applies to every couple when they first get married, right? And a woman, she shouldn't take it in dark, ever. But let's just say, in theory, right? So she takes a neder, like that. So when a woman is newly married and she doesn't have children, does she think about, and if my husband would die and I wouldn't have children, the truth is I would end up marrying my brother-in-law. Does she think like that, right? So is she have that in mind when she takes the nether, right? Me muska died to the mice, by the husband's going to die, v'nafa kame yavam, oh no, she's like, that's not even like Allah al-das. She doesn't even think of such a thing. How do we think that she's relating? But meaning, we want to know what her mindset is when she makes the nether. Is she have she thinking about the yavam? So Rav Amar yavam eino kibal, Ushul Amar yavam harehu kibal. This phrase is confusing to break down, but so look at Rashi for a second. Mi muska died to the mace baila. Right, does she think her husband's gonna die below banim without children? Vinafla kama yabam, she's gonna fall to the yabam. Vinadra nami I died to the day. Maybe she takes a nether, meaning if she thinks that she remembers, I have a guy here who in theory would be my yabam if my husband would die. So if she has that in mind, she has him in mind, Uba lo hefer el chalko. Then when the Baal only nullifies, right, for himself. The yavam nami lo matzi mefer, right, and the yavam can't do hafaras nedarim. Shafila baal ein mefer bekodmin v'asur lo, right? The baal can't do anything. He just does for himself. In which case, she would be forbidden to him. Meaning, if she doesn't have in mind, it sounds like if she has him in mind when she does so. So the only person that's mutter to her is her husband who's mefer, because otherwise she asks everybody, including the yavam. Oh lo, says Rashi, or no, oh lo aska daita. I mean, she doesn't have anything. She doesn't even think about him. v'lo nadrazu, elo la'asor atzma, al kol mishu muteres lo, ayadei girushei baila. Meaning when she takes the neder, she's married, right? She takes the neder and says, okay, so that's going to apply to my, in theory, my husband, and any other person who would apply to me if my husband would divorce me.
Right.
Who's excluded from that?
Brother.
My brother-in-law, who's forbidden to me, right? So the only person she has, so meaning in which case, she has no concept that her brother-in-law would ever be a permitted person, in which case the neder doesn't apply to him, in which case he's not included, right? L'hafiz daito shabal shlo yechashdena b'no says ene be'echad. She doesn't want him to think that she's thinking about somebody else, right? Be'acher k'deshe yisratz l'garsha aval ayavam shasur lo v'omendes afilo gerishin lo niskav afilo acha gerishin lo niskavna u'muteres lo imeis ba'alev lo gersha. I mean, it's like sort of counterintuitive, but the point being that if she doesn't have in my mind, so that makes her permitted to him, because even when she took this nether, I'm forbidden to everybody. She didn't mean everybody. She just means any person who I could ever be muteris to. So does she include the yavam in that scenario? Most women aren't thinking about that person ever being permitted to them, right? So which one is it, right? So if she thinks about him, then she's forbidden him through her nether, and only her husband is muteris to her, and so the yavam is still, you know, in trouble. In terms of being permitted to her. Or do we say, no, she doesn't have that in mind, she's just thinking about people who she'd be permitted to, doesn't consider him, in which case, he's actually permitted to her as soon as the husband dies. So answers the Gemara, so Rav Amar Yavam Eno Kebal, and Rav says he's not like the Baal, and Shmuel says he's like the Baal. What do we mean? Rashi says Eno Kebal, he's not like the husband, Sheyiyat Sarech Lahafir, meaning the Baal is the one who has been forbidden to her, and it needs to do hafaras nedar. So if you say that he's eino kebal, means he's totally clean, he's totally good. It doesn't apply to him, right? So Rav says he's not like the baal, and he doesn't have him in mind, and therefore the neder never applied to him. As opposed to Shmuel, who says, no, harehu kebal, he is like the baal, and he would have to do some type of hafaras nedar. Fine. So Amar Abaye kevasi de Rav mistavra. So Abaye says, the truth is, it makes sense to say like Rav, that he's not like the Baal, in the sense that she never has him in mind, and he shouldn't require any Hafar Sadar. Why? This non, because we learned in the Mishnah, Hanoderes Hana Miyavama, if a person takes, is Mudar Hana from the Yavama, Bechayeb, maybe from her, Yavam, where is a woman? She takes a nether to not get Hana from the Yavam, and while her husband's alive, kofenoso shiachos, right? So we have these different scenarios: force or just mivakish, right? That, like, you know, do we force him? Or do we just ask him? Depending on how much it's her fault, right? So the Mishnah said that if she takes a neder to separate herself from the yavam, not get a nah from him, when her husband was alive, and then the husband dies, so we force him to do chalitz on him. Vim isa demaska daita, right? If we believe that she was thinking about him when she took the nether, what would we say? We wouldn't say kofin. We would actually say, we just ask him. Why? Because Rashi says, look at Rashi in the top left there, because this is her kavana. And if we said that if the assumption is in general, when a woman is married and she takes a nether, not to get hana from people who she's going to be with, if we say that we assume that she has in mind the yavam, even though that's a scenario which is much, much less likely to happen. So, if that's true, what turns out is that when the husband dies, we should say, "Oh, you took a nether not to be with anybody who went to you." Means you took a nether not to be with the yavam, right? You took a nether not to be with the yavam. What do you want from us? Like, leave us alone. I mean, should we ask him? We tell him, "Do us a favor, do chalitza," right? But we're not going to force him because that's her fault, right? So, if you assume, right, like Rav, that that's correct, right? That yavam eino kebal, meaning she never has him in mind. Now I understand the Mishnah that says we still force him to give a chalitza, because the point is she wasn't thinking about him. She took this nether. She had no havamina. It would never apply to the yavam, right? And therefore, and that's why the language is that we force him to give a get in that scenario, to give a chalitza in that case, and we're not just mivakish, because the point is we don't assume that she had it in mind. Gemara says, nah, not a good proof. Why? Hacha, mayaskinan v'isha sheyesh labanim. This is, no, we're talking in this case about a woman who has children. The kulei high lo maskadai. A woman has children. She definitely is not thinking about the yavam because she's had kids. She could still fall into the yavam if what? All of her children would die, right? Beforehand. So the point is, no, what's the case that we like totally, you know, she doesn't have in mind? That's a scenario where she has children. And that's why she would never think it, right? The kulei high lo maskadai. Marcia's fine. But what if she didn't have children? My, what would we say? Mivakshin, right? You'd say that we just ask. Adetani im niskavne lakach afilu b'chayi baila mivakshim imenu shiachlos la liflug v'listin b'didah b'med dvar memurim b'shiyesh labanim. Meaning, the Gemara says, okay, but if that's true, you want to make the argument, what, that it's a case where she has children? If that's true, and we still said, you know, that Mishnah specifically said, if she has kavana, so then you only, you know, she had it in mind. So then we say we're just mavakish. We don't force it because she's doing it to herself, right? But otherwise not. So if that's the distinction here, the Mishnah should make that distinction, right? That's a very specific. It's a very like important distinction, right? So if that's true, the Mishnah should really make that distinction. Avayin labanim mivakshin. So elash mamina loshna yesh labanim loshna ein labanim. Kofinoso kirab. No, so what makes much more sense is to say that no, it doesn't make a difference if she has children or not. Regardless, we force it. Why? Because we assume that she doesn't have it in mind. In any case, shmamina. So Rav makes more sense. We assume that she doesn't have the yavam in mind, which makes, I think, you know, Tosaf Harich makes a lot of sense. Anyways, it's not something she has in mind. Okay. Finish the 13th parak. Yashar koyach. Surprisingly, with only 9 or 10 daf left, so have 3 more prakim to go. But we the 13th, that's pretty good. Okay, now it's going to be a very, very long Mishnah, but a lot of the things in this Mishnah are things that we have seen before. We quoted this Mishnah many times, just you know, very recently on daf Kof Yud and Kof Yud Aleph. So we'll see. All talking about the difference between Cheresh and Shota and Pikeach, etc., and multiple husbands and multiple wives who are Chareshin and Pikin, etc., and what the rule is about each of them. But it's not as hard as it won't be as hard as it sounds, because it should sound a little familiar. Okay. Cheresh Shenasa Pikachas. Upikeach Shenasa Chereshes. Right? So you have a Cheresh who goes ahead and he marries a Pikachas, a woman whose das is totally good. So Cheresh, like we said before, deaf mute, his he doesn't have regular das. So his Kiddushin or her Kiddushin, if she's a woman, is Midaraisa doesn't work, but Midarabanan it does work, right? So that's the difference. If it was the Pikachas and Pikach, the Kiddushin works Midaraisa. So Cheresh Shenasa Pikachas or Pikach Shenasa Cheresh, one of them is a Cheresh, one of them is a Pikach. What happens? Imratza Lahotzi, Yotzi. If he wants to give a get, he can give a get. Vimratza Lakayim, Mikayim. If you want to stay married, they can stay married. Tosis points out, of course they can stay married if they want to. But the point is, we're giving both sides the coin here. And why is that? Kashem shukonis biramiza kachu motzi biramiza. Because we said the whole institution is only derabanan, right? We're going to talk about somebody who gets married midaraisa and then loses their das. They become a cheresh, etc. That now giving a get is very difficult. They don't have das anymore, right? But because they had das when they went in and didn't have das going out. But if they go in, right? If they go in only as derabanan, then they can come out that way, right? So they, you know, so that's not going to be your problem. Okay. Okay, but next case, Pikeach Shenasi Pikachas. So a regular Pikeach marries a regular woman, Viniz Charsha, right? But then she becomes a Cheresh, right? So she married regular, and now she becomes a Cheresh while they're married. Imratza, right? If he wants, Yotzi, you can divorce her. Imratza, Yikayim. And if he wants to, you can keep her. You can stay married. Nishtates, Lo Yotzi. But if she becomes a Shota, she cannot. He cannot divorce her. So why can he divorce her if she's a, if she became nischarsha? Because a woman, Rashi says, pikech shenasa pikachas v'nischarsha, says Rashi, 5 lines down in Rashi, afa pi shekidushea gemurin, even though she's a full kiddushin, imratza yotzi de beget lo ba'inan dasa icha. Right, technically you could give a get against the will of the woman. So since she doesn't need das to the get, so the fact that she becomes nischarsha doesn't make a difference. However, if she became nishtate, she became a shota, so then lo yotzi, says Rashi, b'gamar mefar shalo yin haguba minag hefgar. Vitakanta derabanan. It's not midaraisa, because again, midaraisa doesn't need das at all. But midarabanan, there's a concern that with the shota, if you divorce her, since no one can really marry her, so they're gonna treat her, not respectfully, meaning like she'll be abused, chalila. question why they care more about a shota as opposed to a cheresh, the Gemara is going to get to that distinction. But the bottom line is that's why nishtates, that midrabanan we say lo yotzi. Okay. Next case in the Mishnah. Nischarish who nishtate, what if he becomes two pikchem get married and then he becomes a cheresh or he becomes a shota, ain't about ziolamis, then he can never divorce her. Real shadow that comes up when husbands are typical when they get married and then they have like some type of experience that they now are psychologically not normal, and how they're able to give getin is a real shaila. So this is based on this Mishnah. So Amar Yochanan ben Nuri, ben Pnima, Isha Shinischarsha Yotza, Vaish Nischarish Enamotzi. So why is it, Yochanan ben Nuri says, why is it that Isha who becomes a Cheresh can get divorced, but a man who becomes a Cheresh cannot divorce his wife? Amrilo, Enodoma Ish. Hamagarish, Isha Migaresh, Miskaresh, because you can't compare the man who's doing the Gerishin to the woman who's being divorced. Because a woman can be divorced if she wants to, or even if she doesn't want to, against her will. But the man can only do the divorcing if he does and he wants to. Hey, Rabbi Yochanan ben Gudgada. Rabbi Yochanan ben Gudgada gave testimony. He said about a case. What? It doesn't mean a real testimony, but it means he told us the story. Al chereshes sheisia avia. Right, so you have a chereshes who got married by way of her father, right? So that's different. Why is that different? Like a katana who doesn't have das, if her father marries her off, right? Even if she's a chereshes, technically the kiddushin works midaraisa because the father acts as her das. So you have a chereshes that she got married by way of her father. She yotza beget, but she got divorced through a get. So amalo, sort of questioning, how can that be? So amalo afzu kiyotzeba. Of course, that's true. That makes a lot of sense because again. She got married with the das of her father. She gets divorced, even though she has no das, because she doesn't need das, because because the woman doesn't need das to be divorced. Okay, beis achin chereshin nisun lebeis achayos chereshos. Two brothers who are chereshes are married to two sisters who are also chereshos. Oh, the shtei achayos pikchos, or two sisters who are pikchos. Oh, the shtei achayos achas chereshes v'achas pikachas, or two sisters who one is pikachas and one is a cheresh. Oh, beis achayos chereshos nesuos l'shnei achim pikhin, or the two sisters are chereshos married to two brothers who are pikhin. Oh, shnei achim chereshin, or the two brothers are chereshes. Oh, l'shnei achim echad cheresh ve'echad pikach, or they're one of the brothers on one and one. Hare elu petur mina chalitza umina yibum. What?
Same case, right?
It's all the same case.
I'm saying that's the same. It looks like a mission just repeated the same case.
We had beis achim, two brothers who were chereshes, two sisters who are chereshos, or two they flipped it. Yeah, they said the same case in flipped order. Correct. But the bottom line is all those cases, they are all peturos from chalitza and yibam. Why are they all peturin from chalitza and yibam? Says Rashi, the whole shtein chereshos, o shnein chereshim, since they are the same, the men and the women are the same, right? Ki kidush ezu, ka kidush ezu, meaning everyone goes in with the same status, right? Remember we have the question before about katan and chereshos, how they have like a different status. One's like partially, and one's suffix, whole kiddushin. But here, everyone's the same. Since everyone's the same, also kiddushin the ishto umafke zika. So what happens? They're sisters, right? So since they're sisters, they're brothers and sisters. When anyone dies, everyone patters each other, right? Because there's an isra of achos ishto each time. He wants to come to yibum. He can't do yibum. That's his wife's sister, right? And since their status of marriage is the same, because either the brothers were both cherishin, or the sisters are both cherishin, or etc., everyone's on the same wavelength here, and everyone's the same. Vavimhayu no. And since they're sisters and brothers, so they're going to have the issue of achos ishto and of eishes of achos ishto. Because they're sisters, so the moment that anyone dies, everyone's off the hook. Okay, evim hayu nachrios. But what if they were not sisters, right? They're not related to each other. So then yichnosu, right? Then they can do yibum. Right? They can't do chalitza. Right? When a woman's a cheresh and if he's a cheresh or she's a cheresh, they can't do chalitza because they can't say the words that need to be said, right? So if they're not related, so then what they do, then they can get married, right? They can do yibum, that they can do. Vimratzu, lahotzi, yotzi, and if they yotziu, and if they want to get divorced afterwards, they can get divorced afterwards. But chalitza is not shayach because they don't have amar va'amra. They can't say the words. Okay. Shnei achin echad cheresh ve'echa bikech. Two brothers, one's a cheresh and one's a bikech. Nisu and l'shtei achayos pikchos. The two sisters who are both pikchos. Meis cheresh bal pikachas. If the cheresh who's married to the pikachas dies, so what's going to happen? Maya se pikeach bal pikachas. So what is the husband of the, what is the brother who's married, who's a pikech, a marriage of a pikachas, what's he going to do? So what does he do? So teitze, the woman goes free, right? Mishum achos isha, because that's his, again, that's still his wife's sister, right? So if she's the, if he's the, he's the husband who's a pikeach, and his brother who was a cheresh, was married to a pikachas, the bottom line is the two sisters are both pikchin, right? So if that's true, so when, it's basically the same rule as a normal scenario. That she goes free. Meis pikeach ba pikachas. What if the pikeach, who's the husband of the pikachas, dies? Mayasa cheresh ba la pikachas. So the cheresh now, who's the husband of the pikachas, now has this pikeach woman to do to deal with. What does he do? Motzi ishto. But again, he actually has, in that case we've seen this before, he has to divorce his own wife. Right? Ve'eishes achi v'asur la'olam. And his brother's wife is forbidden forever, because she has no way out. Because he's a cheresh, he can't even do chalitza. Okay, shnei achim pichin nisu neshtei achayos. Right, so you have the two brothers who are pichin married to two sisters. Achas chereshes ve'achas bikachas. One's a chereshes, one's a bikachas. Meis pikeach ba chereshes. What if the husband who's the pikeach, who's the husband of the chereshes, dies? Ma yase pikeach ba bikachas. So what's the pikeach going to do? So teitzei. So no problem. His marriage, the pikeach and the pikachas, their marriage is totally 100% good midaraisa. So what happens? So then it's no problem. This chereshes yavama is a nothing to them because she is achos ishto. So she goes free. But meis pikeach ba pikachas. What if the pikeach dies? Who was married to pikachas? Ma yaseh pikeach ba chereshes. Now, right? The pikeach who's married to the chereshes, his marriage to this woman is only midrabanan. His zika to the yavama is midaraisa. Right. So what's he going to do? So motzi es ishto beget. So now he has to divorce his wife. Ves eishes achiv bechalitza, and then he does chalitza with his brother's wife. Right. That's like a disaster scenario. Okay. Shnei achin echad cheresh. I guess like in a scenario, if you had like these people, you would like recommend them not to get married. Like you'd like you have to give them eitza. You know, I can't. It never happens. But I guess you'd recommend them not to get married. Shnei achin echad cheresh echad pikeach. If you have two brothers, one's a cheresh, one's a pikeach, nisu and the shnei achayos married to two sisters, achas chereshes ve'achas pikachas. One's a cheresh and one's a pikachas. Meis cheresh ba'ach chereshes. The husband of the chereshes dies. Ma yaseh pikeach ba'ach pikachas. Not a problem. He's again. His marriage is good. Teitzei mishum achos isha. He doesn't have to worry because again, his marriage is 100% midaraisa. Her marriage to the brother was only midarabanan, so she goes free. Meis pikeach ba pikachas. What about the other case? Mayasa cheresh ba chereshes. Motzi es ishto beget ve'eishes achiv asur la'olam. So similar scenario, right? He's going because he's the cheresh, so he has to get. He can give a get to his wife, but the eishes achiv is forbidden forever because he can't give her chalitza. Shnei achin echad cheresh ve'echad pikeach. Two brothers, one's a cheresh, one's a pikeach. Nisu and the shnei nochrios. These are not sisters anymore. Shnei nochrios pikchos, and they're both pikachas. Pikchos. Meis cheresh ba pikachas. The cheresh dies. The husband of the pikachas. Ma yaseh pikeach ba pikachas. So what can he do? Whatever he likes. He's a pikeach, and his wife is a pikachas, and the woman is a pikachas. Right. So ocholos omiyavim. It's a regular case. He can either do chalitza or he can do yibum. Meis pikeach ba pikachas. What if he's the pikeach? Who's the husband of the pikachas? Mayasa cheresh ba pikachas. What does the cheresh do if he's a ba pikachas? So he can't do chalitza, right? Because he's a cheresh. What does he do? So kone, so he can marry her, but ve'enya motzi le'olam. Then he can never divorce her. Okay, because he's a cheresh. Shnei achim pichin. Sorry, I'm moving faster, but I want to give us just the end of the Mishnah. Shnei achim pichin nisu in the beis nachrios. You have two brothers who are pichin, who are married to two. Sisters, two non-sisters, right? So what happens? Achas pikachas ve'achas chereshes. And we assume in these cases, right? Fine. So sorry, the husbands are both pikachin. One sister, one woman is a cheresh. One is a pikachas. Meis pikeach ba chereshes. The pikeach, the husband of the chereshes, dies. Mayase pikeach ba pikachas. Kones, right? He can marry her. Vimrat zalahotzi yotzi. If he wants, he can divorce her because she can't do chalitza because she's a chereshes. Meis pikeach ba pikachas. What if the pikeach is the one who dies, whose wife was a pikachas? Maya said pikeach ba chereshes. Ocholetz Omayavim, the husband who was married to the Chereshes, since they're not sisters. So he can do Chali, he can do Yivam if he wants, right? Or he can even do Yivam or Chalitza because she's a Pikachas. Fine. And it doesn't impact his wife who is the Chereshes. Shnei Achen Echad Cheresh Ve'echad Pikach. Two brothers, one's a cheresh and one's a pikach, and they assume the base nachrios, two non-sisters, achas chereshes achas pikachas. I think in the Mishnahs we usually assume that they match up, right? The cheresh the chereshes and the pikach with the pikachas. Meis cheresh ba chereshes, so the cheresh dies. Who's the husband of the cheresh? Mayas a pikach ba pikach. What does he do? So kones, he can marry her. V'imrasel hotzi yotzi. He can't do chalitza because she's a chereshes. Meis pikach ba pikach. And what if the pikach, who's the husband of pikachas? What if he dies? Mayasa cheresh ba cheresh. What's the husband going to do? So kones v'inyamotzi yolam. So then he can do yibam with her, but he can never do chalitza with her ever. And starting next week, we'll pick up with the gemara. Okay.